Now let's focus on Think It. And we're going to uncover a lot of things here. And one of the things is language. And this is a really interesting topic to think about. How are you speaking? What are the words that you're using? What's that voice going on in your head? How are you talking to yourself? What are the words that you're saying? Are they empowering thoughts or are they negative thoughts? Are they uplifting words or are they words that are knocking you down and bringing you down and keeping you down? It's very interesting if you pay attention to our language. When we say, I don't have, yeah, but I can't. This works for some people, but not for me. And even words with language related to money and words like debt and words like worry and lack. These are all things that are disempowering you and not letting you live your passion and your purpose and your smile and your light. So we'll do some work with gratitude and affirmations that are really going to have you, you know, switch the paradigm in your mind about the way your language is affecting your life and keeping you at a level that you don't want to live on. We want to live at a higher level. So we'll work on that. So let's talk about right now, three words that you might be using that you could be using other words for. Let's talk about three examples of ways the language that you're using could be affecting what's coming in and out of your life. Let's start with, I just can't seem to get ahead. Instead, you might want to say, things are always working out for me. You might want to say, I can't seem to get along with my partner. Instead, you can say, I'd love to find a new way to communicate better with my partner. See how that's more empowering? See how that's got more positive energy? Another one could be, I just can't stand my job anymore. You could say, I'm grateful for my job because it provides income for me. And in saying that, you're looking at it from a place of gratitude versus being ungrateful. So let's say you say, I don't have enough time to do the fun things that I like to do. Instead say, I'm gonna make me time a priority and I'm gonna calendar in an extra hour a week just for me to do whatever it is I wanna do, whether it's take a bath, get an extra hour of sleep, go for a walk, go get a massage, something that makes you feel good. Isn't that much more empowering? I used to put myself on the bottom of the priority list. Everything else had to be done first. The house had to be clean, the errands had to be done, the dishes had to be taken care of, the lunches had to be made, the laundry needed to be taken care of, all of this. The bills had to be paid. And then I realized there's no time at the end of the day for me. So I needed to calendar in time for me. And so I make it a priority every day. I set my alarm early in the morning so that I have that quiet time for me. And I carve out 2 full hours just for me. I meditate, I journal, and then I exercise. And so I spend all of that time, I nurture my spirit, I nurture my mind, and then I nurture my body. And that is my daily practice, and that's my gift for me. And it's a commitment to myself. And once I started doing it and getting in the habit of it, now it's just second nature. It's just that time is blocked off for me. Now that may not work for you. You may not be a morning person. You may be a night person, but figure out the time of day that works best for you where you can carve out that hour. Maybe it's at lunchtime. Maybe you just like an hour for yourself, you know, take a lunch break, go to the gym, go for a walk, do something that's just for you, but make it a priority because it really is uplifting and it does make you feel better.